Hey guys, this is episode 3. My name is Kayla Creech and my co-host is Katie Mitchell. Today is Friday, February 28th, and we're here to talk about Zion Williamson and update you on his injury. This episode is going to be about updates on Zion's injury, the shoe he was wearing when he got injured, and how the Nike stock declined after his accident. Just to help you remember what happened, on Wednesday, February 20th, Zion was forced out of the game against North Carolina just 36 seconds into the first half. Williamson grabbed his right knee in pain after slipping awkwardly and falling when his left Nike basketball shoe fell apart as he planted hard while dribbling near the free throw line on the opening play. Zion never returned to the court, and Coach K couldn't offer any specifics after the game. However, Coach K did say that Zion's knee was stable, which was a very good thing. We're here with Jacob Bradshaw, and I'm here to ask him a couple questions about the Duke superstar Zion Williamson. Jacob, how many points do you think Zion averages a game?
I think 25, maybe.
What's your favorite thing about Zion Williamson?
His athleticism.
Do you think Zion will be back playing in the games before the NCAA tournament?
Hopefully.
Okay, thank you. We're here with Kaitlyn Blackman, and I'm here to ask her a couple questions about the Duke superstar Zion Williamson. How many points do you think Zion averages a game?
30.
What's your favorite thing about Zion Williamson?
I don't like him.
Why don't you like him?
Because he plays for Duke, and Duke sucks.
Do you think Zion will be back playing in games before the NCAA tournament?
No.
Why?
The injury he had the other night in the Carolina game looked pretty bad.
Okay, thank you. Here's an update on Zion's knee. As of Thursday afternoon, the day after the game, it was announced that Zion is listed as day-to-day with what is now being called a grade 1 right knee sprain. Since the Duke versus UNC game, Zion didn't get to play in the game against Syracuse, which was on Saturday, February 23rd. After that game, the next one was against Virginia Tech on February 26th. He also missed that game. Even though Zion missed the Syracuse game, his team still came out with a win. The final score to that game was 75-65. Now, as for the Virginia Tech game, Duke suffered another loss. Number 20 Virginia Tech controlled the tempo most of the game and held off a late Blue Devils rally to come away with a 77-72 home win. Coach K said that the 6'7", 285-pound freshman is going through a four-step process at Duke Sports Sciences Department that will determine when he's able to return to play. Duke is taking a pragmatic and cautious approach with Williamson's recovery, especially after avoiding a catastrophic knee injury. With the ACC and NCAA tournament looming in coming weeks, it's clear the objective is to allow him to fully recover before making a run at the NCAA championship. Williamson is averaging 21.6, 8.8 rebounds, 1.8 blocks, and 2.2 steals for the 23-3 Duke on the season. Hopefully he will be back soon.
Here's a little information about the shoe Zion was wearing the night of his injury. Paul George said the next day after the game he reached out to Nike to find out what went wrong with his PG 2.5 signature shoes that Zion was wearing. First of all, Paul George wanted to wish him the best of luck all through the recovery, but outside of all that, he doesn't necessarily know what happened or how it happened. George said he talked to Nike to see what went wrong and what happened with the shoes, and he takes pride in that. His shoes have been successful not only in college, but in the NBA too. A lot of people have been in them, and a lot of people have been wearing them. Nike outfits around two-thirds of the NBA's players, and nearly 40 have worn the PG series each season since it launched 3 seasons ago, the highest of any current player signature shoes in the NBA. A few weeks ago, George and Nike released the latest iteration of his signature shoe, the PG3. Though most players, aside from George, are still wearing PG2 and PG 2.5 from summer and fall 2018. Following Williamson's injury, George became a target of social media negativity, with fans tweeting at him about his shoes. Nike stock prices also took a hit, down about 1% or 89 cents to $83.95 Thursday after rebounding from a morning low of $83.35. George said his only concern is for Zion. People are making a big deal about the shoes. Everything should have been about Zion and his injury. We are here with Savannah Lockamy, and I'm here to ask her a couple questions about certain basketball shoes. What is your favorite type of basketball shoe and why?
The Nike Hyperdunk. And the reason why they're my favorite, they support your ankle, they support your arch, they're just good shoes, they're comfortable and all.
Okay. Now that this has happened to Zion, do you think the PG 2.5 basketball shoe is a bad shoe and why?
Yes, because his foot went through his shoe. It caused a major injury.
Okay. What do you think about Paul George and all of his shoes? Do you like them or do you not, and why?
Yeah, they're all right. I mean, not my preference, but I do like the design.
Okay, thank you. We're here with Tay Watson, and I'm here to ask him a couple questions about certain basketball shoes. What's your favorite type of basketball shoe and why?
My favorite type of basketball shoe is the LeBron 15s because they support your ankle. They're very flexible and very light on your feet, and you can move around better with them.
Now that this has happened to Zion, do you think the PG 2.5 basketball shoe is a bad shoe and why?
No, I don't think it's a bad shoe. I just, like, that can happen to anybody's shoe. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's a bad shoe. It just happened.
What do you think about Paul George and all of his shoes? Do you like them? Do you not? Why?
I love his shoes. They're still a very good shoe, very light, very good for basketball, and I don't see a problem in them.
Okay, thanks.
Nike shares were under pressure on Thursday morning as the fallout from Zion Williamson's injury rumbled on. Investors were clearly unimpressed by the incident, and Nike shares opened down by 1% on the New York Stock Exchange. In financial terms, the decline translated to $1.12 billion being wiped off the swoosh brand's market value. That still represented an improvement from pre-market action when the company's stock had fallen by as much as 1.73%. By comparison, Puma and Adidas, two of Nike's main rivals, were up by 1.96% and 0.64% respectively. Despite the early decline on Thursday, however, the value of Nike stock has increased by 27% over the last 12 months. For its part, Nike immediately apologized for the incident and said they would investigate it.
Thanks, guys, for listening to K&K Podcast. Kaylee and I hope you enjoyed Episode 3 on the updates with Zion, Paul George's shoes, and the Nike stock declining. Tune in next week for something even better.